Sunday Meditation, January 14th, 1996.
We are those of cool. We greet each of you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. It is a great privilege to be called to your group. And we thank each for seeking the truth and for being willing to allow us to share some thoughts with you at this time. We are not those who speak with perfect authority. We are souls such as yourself. We make mistakes and still are learning and truly know very little. But that which we have thought and learned, we gladly offer to you with the understanding that you use your discrimination, accept those thoughts which ring true to you, and leave the rest behind. As you have given us permission to speak in any way we choose, we turn towards the heart of that which we came to share with your people. We come to encourage each who seeks the truth to open the doors of your attention to behold the present moment, it is our opinion that the physical body which you now enjoy and the world which you now live in is a passing thing. In time, it was created, and in time, it shall disappear. Changed into that which was not. Yet there is that which was before the worlds were made, and which shall be long after your son has a gone nova. There are many words among your peoples to describe this basic, inalterable reality from which all things spring. Among those words, we choose love. The love of the one infinite creator is a vibration, a logos, if you will. And that pure love has generated that which you call light in order to create a manifested world. You are made of light, which has been regularized and builded upon. Within your essence, unchanged and unchangeable, resides this vibration, this logos. This is your true self. That true self peeks up into the passing days like the tip of a great iceberg, barely clearing the water, yet being a mighty mass below the surface. Indeed, all that your peoples tend to think of as their identity, all were created and will cease to be. When we say open to the present moment, we speak of that present moment which is eternal. Within time, the attempt to grasp the present moment is constantly doomed to failure. For your mind, that is your earthly intelligence, and the illusion itself were created so that things would occur in an order. In the eternal present moment, all things exist simultaneously. That which is, is. And in this fullness of being resides the peace that is so eagerly sought by those who weary of the passing scene. How can one find this present moment? We suggest often the practice of regular contemplation or meditation. For within silence, there is that key which unlocks the doors of attention. And into that sanctum sanctorum of the open heart, silent and listening, there resides the Creator, whose name is Love. We encourage each to form the habit of silence on a regular basis, for that voice which speaks in silence is that which gives life and peace. We do not say that it gives wisdom. Rather, we suggest that it works little by little to open the heart and the awareness to the presence of love. There are other ways to find love. If you gaze into another's eyes, truly looking into those remarkable depths, you may see the Creator. Even if you look within the mirror at your own eyes and look into them, you shall see that which you do not know or recognize as personal. For you carry within you a consciousness which is love. It is a matter of uncovering and recognizing that which has always been there, that presence which is closer than your breathing, more intimate than your hands and your feet. It is that which abides. And if you may find that center for just a moment in each day, the passing scene changes in its appearance, for the heart has changed, and so the eyes change. We are here within your inner planes at this time because there is a time of harvest approaching. Indeed, this harvest has begun. There is a time when entities may choose how to continue in fellowship with each other. Your creation is expanding and changing as your entire solar system moves into a new area of space and time. Your scientists have begun to study many new subatomic particles which are native to this new area of space. Within the in-streamings of light into this particular portion of the infinite creation, the physical illusion which you enjoy as your life, your incarnation, will change the physical vehicle, will become lighter. The experience of dwelling in a physical reality will be quite a bit easier. For within these new vibrations, there lies the opportunity for the sharing of thoughts and experiences, which is now, within your illusion, not possible. Not all entities, however, will move into this new vibration, because some there are who do not find themselves at all weary of the present world scene. Those who are pleased with this present world scene shall continue to work on the lessons of love that your illusion provides so generously. Those who wish to accelerate the process of their spiritual evolution will find that they wish to make a fundamental choice. This choice is the choice of how to manifest that love. The two paths of manifesting love we have often called service to others and service to self. For if one looks into another's eyes and sees the Creator, if one can gaze in the mirror and see the Creator, Then to serve the self is to serve the Creator. And to serve others is to serve the Creator. We are those who have chosen the service to others path. This is what we know and what we share. We encourage each to spend some time contemplating the implications of service to others and service to self. For in one path, there is the giving up of the energy of the self to others. In the other path, there is the attracting and magnetic pulling of others' energies so that they may serve you. The ability to choose is the hallmark of the Creator. This Creator loves each spark that it has flung from itself. You are loved in a way far deeper than you can imagine. And whatever path you choose, the Creator abides with you. There is no time limit upon this process of evolution. So we encourage you to rest and gain confidence. And from the practicing of that centering presence, you may find at any moment the door opening to the present moment. And we are with you as you go. We would, at this time, transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. We thank this instrument and leave it in love and in light. We are those of Kuo.
I am Kuo, and greet each again, in love and in light, through this instrument. At this time, it is our privilege to ask if there may be further queries to which we may speak. Is there a query at this time?
I'm going in the hospital in about a week and a half, and I wondered if you could comment on anything I might do to prepare for that experience that would enhance it.
I am Kuo, and am aware of your query, my sister. We can only recommend that you see yourself and those about you as the Creator that is experiencing itself, and enter into this work upon your wrist area with the quiet confidence that the plan of the One is being worked out well, and that you shall again be available for service to those who request your assistance. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, thank you, Kuo.
I am Kuo. And again, we thank you, my sister. Is there another query?
I have a question, Kuo. I have noticed that my meditations have changed. I seem to be having reluctance to continue meditating the way I have been in the past, and I wonder if you could speak to the ebb and flow of finding the moment of silence if you can generalize about how it works, I would appreciate it.
I am Kuo, and am aware of your query, my brother. Each seeker of truth will find that the path it travels is one which has those places which are wide and through which passage is easy, and those places which are more narrowed, making passage difficult. When you find your practice of seeking in the way of meditation beginning to flag, you may be aware that the faith and will, which are the rod and staff of each seeker, may need reinforcing. For there is much to distract an entity from completing the practices that it has set for itself. And these distractions are also a part of your journey. As you are able to see, a feel, and redirect the changing energies of your own commitment, your own faith, and your will to persevere in the face of distractions and difficulties, you will be learning the kind of perseverance that will give you that peace which passeth understanding at some point in your seeking. For if the journey were always easy, then the pearl of great price would be much devalued and easily acquired by all. The continuing beyond confusion, beyond distraction, beyond difficulties, is much likened the tempering of the metal in a tool that gives it strength, burnishing it that it might shine brightly and continue in its service with a renewed strength because of difficulty, confusion, and so forth. Thus, as you see the difficulty in motivating yourself to complete your meditations, this in itself is likened to a meditation where the focus falters and moves from the one point, so that it must again be returned with patience and love to that one point. As you continue to accept the difficult portions of your journey and of your practices, you will find that there is an underlying strength that you build. To persevere and persevere and persevere is perhaps the most common and at times difficult portion of any seeker's journey. Yet to be aware that such is occurring within your own experience is an illustration of your own dedication upon another level. Thus, we can only recommend that you continue as you are, with faith, with forgiveness, with acceptance. Is there a further query, my brother?
No, thank you.
I am Kwa, and we thank you. Is there another query at this time? It appears that we have exhausted those queries which you have for us. We shall again take this opportunity to thank those present for inviting our presence in your circle of seeking this day. We are always overjoyed at the opportunity to blend our vibrations with yours and to walk but a few steps upon your journey with you. You are not alone, my friends. Even when you may feel great isolation, for there are those such as ourselves and many, many others who walk with you and rejoice at your every step of seeking the light, the love, and the truth of the one Creator. At this time, we shall take our leave of this group and this instrument, leaving each, as always, in the love and in the light of the one Creator. We are known to you as those of Kuo. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.
As we let the light go back to its source that we have gathered in this circle, we like to put the names of people that have requested healing or that we would like to request healing for in it. I will say our regular prayer list, and then anyone else who wants to put a name in, please do. Scott, Ann, Judy, Ophelia, Spider Rainbow, the Beam family, the Kirtley family, the Flaherty family.
Boogie, Dana.
Those in Bosnia. Cause of peace. Planet Earth. I am
the circle and you are healing me.
I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.